903, Absolute Philosopher. A philosopher reveals the unique absolute truth of all being. A philosopher reveals the unique absolute truth of all being. How can a philosopher represent the unique absolute truth of all being when no one knows what absolute means? And no one knows what truth means, and no one knows what being means. Well, within every being is a self-confident soul. Within every being is all knowledge. Within every being is all wisdom. Within every being is all truth, absolute truth. And when we turn within ourself and listen within ourself, we reveal absolute truth of all being, that unique awareness that is designed and revealed just from us. You see, everyone is a philosopher. Everyone thinks thoughts about themselves, their world, about life, about everything. Everyone is a philosopher. And we don't need to read the great philosophers. And what makes the great philosophers great? What makes a great philosopher somebody who we read and say, my, that is a profound series of thoughts that they have? Well, they are merely revealing the unique absolute truth of all being from within them, from their point of view, in the magic of their own words, in the magic of their own sparkle of life. We too do the same thing. We too are the absolute philosopher. We reveal from within ourselves all knowledge, all truth, all wisdom. And our difficulty is that sometimes we are afraid we are not saying the right thing. We're afraid we don't have a latch on the inner wisdom. Hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it in the slightest. Let go and let God. Oh, that's an interesting statement. Let go and let God. Let go and let the inner absolute truth of all being reveal itself through you as it does through the absolute philosophers everywhere in the world, as it does through everyone. Let these inner thoughts reveal themselves in such magnificence that it just blows your mind. It makes you say, where did that come from? And it was in us all the time. We say, I never was able to express it quite that well. That's because you tried too hard. When you just let go, you let an innocence, you let a truth, you let an eternal wisdom express itself as a joyous, harmonious experience. If I were to ask you, what is the absolute truth about life? You'd say, oh my God, that's beyond my thinking. The absolute truth about life? I don't even know what life is. How do you describe life? Life is animation that we have within us. Life is awareness. Life is our soul, our spirit. Life is, hey, no, it's none of those things. Life is itself. Life is however we define it, but let's not define it in limiting thoughts, and let's not define it in otherness thoughts. Let's not say that life is something that has to be defined some another way. Let's just say life is the precious expression of our desire to be ourselves. Now, does a tree desire to be a tree? I don't know. I've never been inside a tree. Oh, yes, we have. We've all been inside the tree, and we know exactly what the tree is thinking. The tree is thinking, it has its modus operandi, it has its way of operating, its way of living, its way of expressing, and it does it. Oh, really? Yeah, that's true. It has its way of expressing, and it does it. And it is quite content in doing it. Oh, really? Yes. Yes, indeed. Now, your toenail, it has its way of expressing, its way of being. The shape of your feet. Why are your feet shaped the way they are? Because you thought of them all throughout your life, as being like your mother's or like your parents or like somebody else's. I've known many people who came on earth with feet that were shaped kind of strange. And then as they began looking at beautiful feet, their parents were smart enough to show them pictures of beautiful feet. And the mother says, now, what kind of feet would you like to have? Would you like to have these glorious feet or these glorious feet or these? Would you like to have feet that look like this or that? Would you like to have feet that are as normal as apple pie? Or you want feet that are a little different? What kind of feet do you want? Now, how many parents ask their children that? Well, then you, out of your infinite wisdom, you, out of your unique absolute truth of all being within you, you reveal that you would like this kind of feet. And so your mother says, so be it. And so you have that mental image of those feet, and then you grow up, and sure enough, they're your feet. Now you say, well, if it were so easy, we would all do that. No, no, it's not so easy. You have to believe that you can do it and then go and do it. Most of us look at pretty people, pretty bodies. We look at beautiful skin conditions. We look at other things and we say, oh, I would like to have that. But I like, well, you were saying we don't have it. And if we were to say, that is my skin condition. That is my facial expression. That is my brilliance. I am a Mensa genius. I am a fabulous person. Whatever you want to do. Now, everyone, I wouldn't like to be a Mensa genius. They are so brilliant and so bright that they're almost cold. Well, they don't have to be. They don't have to be. I would say that 100% of all humanity, of all born life, are Mensa geniuses. And some express it one way, and some express it another way, because it reveals the unique absolute truth of all being. And that's what you're revealing, that's what I'm revealing, that's what an absolute philosopher does. We reveal the absolute truth of all being. So, what sort of a expression are you ready for today? What sort of expression am I ready for today? Well, I'm ready for the expression of happiness, of peace, of love. I'm ready for the expression of fulfillment. I'm ready for the expression of dreaming. I'm ready for the expression of creativity, imagination beyond imagination. I'm ready for the expression of having fun and being myself. I'm ready for the expression of being an absolute philosopher, thinking my thought and revealing it in my everyday life, as I do, and just having the greatest time of my life doing it. And you see, when I do that, I do wonders. I do magical wonders. And I have such a great time because I am me, being me. We all are an absolute philosopher. And we all reveal the unique absolute truth of all being in every moment of our life, every instant of our life, in every expression of our life. And all the world looks at us and says, aren't they wonderful? I love seeing them because they are an expression of the beauty that all humanity is, the beauty that all life is, the beauty that all divinity is. They are an expression of the divine idea fulfilling itself in a human being. And hey, they're talking about us. They're talking about you. They're talking about me. We're talking about you. We're talking about me. I'm talking about me. First person, present tense, positive. Think about that. An absolute philosopher reveals the unique absolute truth of all being, because an absolute philosopher is absolute truth and all being. Well, have a lovely day. Good thoughts, profound thoughts, deep thoughts, and enjoy them in every possible way. I love you. I love you. I love you.